If not, well, maybe we need to turn up the amp, huh? If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. John, chapter 10. And we're going to begin reading at verse 22. John 10, 22. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, are we recording? It doesn't look like, oh, maybe we are. My bad. All right. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We ask you to bless our time together today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, John 10:22. Now it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and asked him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Praise the Lord. Amen. What a great passage. The only biblical reference to the well-known winter holiday that Jesus is celebrating in the text this morning, a holiday that many celebrate this month, and we're not talking about Christmas, of course, is the holiday of the Feast of Dedication, also known as Hanukkah. And this month it's going to occur on this coming Wednesday at sunset, Wednesday at sunset, and it'll go through the 12th through the 20th, Tuesday. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? What is the 12th? Yeah, Tuesday at sunset. Tuesday the 12th through Wednesday the 20th. I had it in my notes, I just said it wrong. And so we're talking about the Feast of Dedication this morning, or Hanukkah. And so this is the only verse in the New Testament that speaks about Hanukkah, where it says it was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. In fact, it's the only verse in the entirety of the Bible. So it's the only verse in the Old Testament as well. It's the only verse. And it's here because it occurred in that intertestamental period between the Old Testament and New Testament, approximately 165 B.C. And most of us are familiar with it, but just a kind of a review. There was a Syrian king by the name of Antiochus, and he invaded the Jewish nation, and he demanded that the people abandon the God of Israel. I can't imagine what it would be like if a leader would invade the United States and demand that we abandon worshiping the Lord. We can imagine that it would be obviously offensive, but you know, he had the military to back it up, and he forced what is known as Hellenization on them, which meant imposing Greek customs and laws, including idolatry. And he began to forbid them from practicing their Jewish religion, including circumcision. They couldn't even circumcise their children on the eighth day. And he ensured that no one would worship the God of Israel. It was certainly a dark time in the history of Israel. He defiled the temple. He placed idols in the house of the Lord. You know, the Greeks had many gods, so they had busts or statues, and he put these in the temple, and thus defiling the temple. And he sacrificed a cow on the holy altar. So he was out and bent and determined to totally desecrate everything about the God of the Jews. He took the title of Epiphanes, which means God manifest, which I thought is very interesting. He considered himself God. And boy, does this not sound familiar to the description of the Antichrist, where Paul said that he will declare himself God, you know. And so thus he demand to be worshipped. So this is Antiphas Epiphanes. That's the title that he used. Antiphas was his name. Epiphanes meant, you know, like he was a deity. Now, in response to his blasphemous claims of deity, the Jews changed his title from Epiphanes to Epimenes, which it meant crazy. They considered the man totally insane. And as I said, it was one of the darkest periods in the history of Israel. But God then raised up a family, a clan. A lot of times they're called clans, families, you know, the Baird family, the Jones family, the Garner family. And so, you know, cousins and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles. But this family's last name was Maccabees. And the word Maccabees means hammer, which I think is very interesting. And so he raised up this family, this Jewish family or clan of the Maccabees, and they waged a rebellion against Antiphas, against Antioch. Antiphas, I'm messing up all these Epiphanes, and they drove the Syrian totally out of Israel. And so they celebrate the Feast of Hanukkah, hey guys, as the victory that God gave the Jews over Antiphas Epiphanes. And they call it Hanukkah, but it's really, Hanukkah means dedication. It's actually the Feast of Dedication where they dedicated the temple. And because the high point of the victory was the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem. It's interesting that Jerusalem is in the headlines today. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's just the next page in the end time prophecies that we're seeing Jerusalem as the president declared, you know, being the capital. And of course, we know the next step is the rebuilding of the temple. Now, this desecration of the temple by Antiphas Epiphanes was a type, as I mentioned, a type of the Antichrist. Many of the Seventh-day Adventists believe that the description of this event in Daniel was fulfilled through Antiphas Epiphanes. And if you talk to a Seventh-day Adventist, they will tell you that Daniel prophesied that Antiphas Epiphanes, that this desecration of the temple was fulfilled by Antiphas Epiphanes 165 years before Christ. But when you read the gospel, I told a Seventh-day Adventist one time, well, then you better tear Matthew 24 out of your Bible, because Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel, when you see, he's talking about a future event, and Antiphas Epiphanes took place 165 years before Christ. So although it was a type of the Antichrist, we know that will be fulfilled again in the Antichrist, where he will do what Antiphas Epiphanes did, and that is desecrate the temple and demand that he also be worshipped as God. So again, Hanukkah represents the dedication of the temple after it had been desecrated, which brings us to the miracle of the oil. When the Maccabees recaptured Jerusalem, they immediately set out to rededicate the temple. They faced a pressing problem. They needed consecrated oil to rekindle the sacred candelabra, which, you know, we know as the menorah. And they found that they only had enough oil for one day. And, you know, under the Jewish law, they were to never let the lights of the menorah or the candlestick go out. Candlesticks, right? They were never to let it go out. It represented the eternal light of God ever burning. And one of the jobs of the priest was to keep oil in those seven cups at the top of the menorah, so so that the oil constantly burned, but they only had enough oil for one day. And so as they faced this this problem, they thought about lighting it, but then the thought of lighting it and then seeing it go out was heart-wrenching. But because of their zeal to dedicate the temple, they decided that they would go ahead and light it anyway. Which brings us to this Jewish word, Nes Gadol Hayah Sham, or a Jewish sentence. I want to say it again, Nes Gadol Hayah Sham. Nes Gadol Hayah Sham. Say that with me. Nes Gadol Hayah Sham. And that means a great miracle happened there. A great miracle happened there. Each one of us can point at us and say, Nes Gadol Hayah Sham, a great miracle happened there. Amen. And so the great miracle was, in spite of the fact that they had no consecrated oil to last 8 days, what they put in those little vessels that held that little amount of oil that was to only burn out in one day, burned for 8 days until they had enough oil. And thus Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 nights, and it's why Hanukkah, which is the Hanukkah menorah, is lit for 8 nights as well. Now, the legend of the oil is not mentioned in 1st or 2nd Maccabees. And some historians claim, because it was not mentioned until the Talmud, that this may just be a legend and didn't really happen. Of course, these are the sometimes secular. I'm amazed at the secular view of some of these Jewish men, scholars. But, you know, we Bible-believing, born-again Christians believe in the miracles of God, and so it's not hard for us to swallow that the oil could burn for 8 days. But because it's not in 1st and 2nd Maccabees, which is incidentally not in the King James, if you're not aware of this, but it is in the Apocrypha. So if you find a Catholic Bible, you can read 1st and 2nd Maccabees and read the whole story in all of its detail. But the story of the burning, of the miraculous burning of the oil for 8 days is found in the Talmud much later. Now, personally, my view on that is, okay, let's say you're part of the inner circle after they recaptured Jerusalem, and you know you only have enough oil for one day. Are you going to tell everybody and get them all bummed out because they're all excited? Probably not. Have you ever, like, known something bad but you didn't want to tell others because they're all up and hyper, you know, and all excited, so you just say, well, don't say anything? And so I think that's why it was not written in 1st, 2nd Maccabees, because the historians didn't know it, but the Jewish leaders did. And so it wasn't written until later in the Talmud. Oh, by the way, nobody knew this. However, the oil miraculously burned for 8 days. And so I believe it really happened. And I believe that's why it's in the Talmud, not in 1st and 2nd Maccabees. So if you get one of those and you're reading it and looking for it, you're not going to find it in the Maccabees account of the history of this event. Nes Gadol Hayah Sham, a great miracle happened there. But there was another reason why it's 8 days, is because after the recapture of Jerusalem, because under Antiochus Epiphany, they 2 months earlier were not allowed to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, which is an 8-day feast. So here's a double miracle. While that oil is burning miraculously for 8 days, they are in December celebrating the only 8-day feast in the history of Judaism, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. And during the Feast of Tabernacles, it is a festival of joy and thanksgiving. So you have the joy of recapturing Jerusalem. You have the joy of retaking, cleansing the temple. You have the joy, the inner circle knows there's miracles going on by God. The oil's still burning. And everybody's celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles during these 8 days. You know what that is? Nes Gadol Hayah Sham, a great miracle happened there. Nes Gadol Hayah Sham, a great miracle was happening there in the history of Israel. Now, it's the miracle of Hanukkah, the miracle of God's preserving power. and Israel's victory over Antiochus Epiphanes. And this time of year was remembered during the days of Jesus, during Christ's birth. We could say in this Gedal HaYasham, a great miracle happened there when Jesus was born. Now, if you are the Christ, tell us plainly, they said, right? The Jews, this is at Hanukkah. It's the Feast of Dedication. Jesus is there. He's on Solomon's porch. And the Jews come to him and they say, if you're the Christ, tell us plainly. And I love his reply. He said, I told you, and you do not believe. Isn't it interesting that it is not an intellectual response, but it is a spiritual response? It is faith. The Jews, see, they were looking for another Maccabee. They were looking for another leader who would squelch the Roman government. Instead, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they'll never perish. Neither can anyone snatch them out of my hand. Jesus was not the leader they were looking for. They were looking for another Maccabee to lead the revolt. But Jesus' power was not to conquer, but it was to preserve, and it was not temporal, and it was not a physical power. It was eternal, and it was spiritual, and it was based on faith in Him, the Holy One of God. And they didn't even recognize it. And the salvation He offered was not from Roman oppression, but it was from the oppression of Satan and sin and even death. Amen. Much better. You know, you can have physical battles that you win, but what does that do? It's only temporal. But when Jesus came, He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Amen. The salvation He offered was of the oppression of Satan and sin and even death. The rededication of the temple was and is a reminder of God's power to keep His promise to you and me. Can I say that again? The rededication of the temple was and is a reminder of God's power to keep His promise to you and me. And when we see the Jews celebrating Hanukkah, they are remembering the promise that God gave to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and how God preserved them through Antiochus Epiphanes. And we know from the New Testament they will face a similar challenge under the rule and dictatorship of the Antichrist, who Antiochus Epiphanes was a type of, and he will do worse than Antiochus Epiphanes, and yet they can trust the same God of the Bible because Jesus will come and get the last word. Amen. And so their reminder of the faithfulness for God to keep His promise should inspire us during this holiday season as they are remembering the rededication of the temple and how God raised up the Maccabees to bring deliverance and keep His promise to the Jews. So too we can remind ourselves of God's faithfulness to take care of His sheep and not let any man snatch us out of His hands. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Jesus told Thomas, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus said, I and him and him and me and you and me. Amen. We are connected to God through Jesus Christ. Now remember Hanukkah, in the people's mind was the fact that they had rightly rejected the claim of Antiochus Epiphanes. The Jews had rightly recognized that this was not God, that He was not their Messiah, and they defeated Him. But now here is Jesus standing in the temple, asserting His own claim to deity. And the Jews, they took up stones to stone Him. We didn't read that in verse 31. And when God's people rejected Antiphus' epiphany, God kept his promise and miraculously preserved them. But when the Jews rejected Jesus, they sealed their fate for the Roman army to eventually come in and destroy them. And so the reality is not just dedication, but who we are dedicated to. Amen. For Jesus truly is the only one that has the power to save. Praise God. They missed the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us. The miracle gave Jesus the right to claim power to preserve those who come to him. Only Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Isaiah the prophet said, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel," meaning God is with us. "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Praise God. And as we approach the Christmas season, we remember the manger and the baby Jesus and the gift of God. And we see how God was dedicated to his plan to save humanity through his only begotten Son. And so even as the Jews dedicated the temple during what we call the month of December, we celebrate God's dedication of salvation through Jesus Christ. Now, some people might say, well, Jesus wasn't really born in December. Some say he was born in Passover, some say he was born at the Feast of Trumpets in September, what we would call about September. There's even some teaching he was born at Passover. Apparently that's the time of the year they shear the sheep. And so that was why the shepherds were abiding in the field. I'd never heard that till this week. But it really doesn't matter. We celebrate Christmas, his birth, during the same month, and maybe it was meant to be that way, that the Jews celebrate the Feast of Dedication. I mean, we are grafted into the tree. December is the month of celebration, and it's the month of celebrating salvation through dedication. It's the month of miracles. I believe it's the month of miracles. And though Jesus was harsh with religious hypocrites in his days, aren't you glad that he was anything but harsh with the people like you and me? To the cheating tax collector Zacchaeus, he said, "Come on down from that tree. I want to go have dinner with you tonight." Now, everybody knew that Zacchaeus was one of those bad guys, foul-mouthed cheating tax collector, a lie, a cheat, a swindle. Why would Jesus have dinner with him? Indeed, why would he have dinner with me or you? We are not the priests, nor certainly were we the Jewish priests when Jesus found us. But he said, "Come on down out of your high horse. I want to have fellowship with you." What a day that was for me, and I'm sure you. Or to the woman at the well who had slept around and had a multitude of husbands, and she was shacked up with a guy even then. And Jesus saw her emptiness, looking for love in all the wrong places, and said, "If you knew who you were talking to, I'd give you living water that would actually satisfy that need in your life." Or to the woman caught in the very act of adultery when the crowds were ready to stone her, who looked at her in her eyes with compassion and said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." These are his sheep from a multitude of backgrounds, a multitude of sins. We're not perfect. We're just sinners who heard the voice of the shepherd who said, "Follow me." We see and feel his love this time of year more than any, because truly, Negash, Hash, Sham, a great miracle has happened here. Christmas is approaching, and we see Jesus, God's gift to you and I. Motivation not to just celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah, the dedication of the temple, but to rededicate our temple to him, Nes Gadol Haya Sham. And as we dedicate ourselves afresh to the King, the Prince, the Shepherd, we too can say a great miracle has happened here. I think back about my first Christmas after I got saved, November 21st, 1979. So Christmas 1979 for me was one of the most beautiful Christmases because it had meaning. It was not about a tree or a present. The God of the universe loved me and came to dwell in me. And what a great miracle happened there. And, you know, we need to go back sometimes. One up, Nola. We need to go back and remember what it's all about. It's about the miracle of the new birth. It's about how God purified the temple of my life through the atoning blood and the fire and light of God will never be extinguished. A great miracle has happened there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's all stand. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Aren't you glad Jesus loves you? Aren't you glad that your name is written in heaven? Aren't you glad that he's your shepherd and you're his sheep? Lord, we thank you today. Sometimes this time of year can be so hectic. We can find ourselves running to and fro. We can find the pressures of demands of this season to rob the simplicity and the joy of knowing Jesus in a personal way. And so help us, Lord, to remember what the Jews are celebrating, that a great miracle happened there. And let us take it personal into our heart and life, our temple.
Thank you, Lord.
The temple of the Holy Spirit. And remind ourselves daily as we go through this Christmas season that because of Jesus, a great miracle has happened here. Thank you, Lord, for our salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the redemption that we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen. You want to sing something? Whatever you want, it's fine. Let's just worship the Lord for a minute before we break.
Oh, let the Son of God
enfold
with his Spirit and his love. Let him fill your life and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have the things that hold you and his Spirit. Jesus. come and fill your land, Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land.